Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Live Mindfully. Today's audio blog post was written by myself, Marjolaine, and called Catching a Cold as an Entrepreneur, 5 Pillars to Stay on Top. I get it. You are the lungs of your business and it needs you. Your clients and future customers and readers depend on you, and it's not like you can just drop everything with no preparation. Or can you? Sickness always happens randomly. And even though you eat your kale and drink your healthy smoothies, you are not protected against all the viruses and sicknesses available in our vast world. I got a cold in the Netherlands. It was so humid and both rainy and snowy at the same time. I know that weather isn't necessarily the cause or even a factor in me getting sick. But regardless of the why, I had to figure out a way to care for myself without feeling like my business is losing sight of the North. So here are the 5 pillars for getting sick with grace as an entrepreneur. 1. Bulk your content. Yes, darling, it is time once and for all that you live 2 weeks ahead of everyone else. Thanks to amazing resources like Later or Hootsuite, it is now possible to always think ahead and have content work for you. Prepare your photos, captions, collaborations, posts, newsletter, and any content you need ahead of time, and always live by that rule. This way, if anything comes up, sicknesses or a last-minute belly trip, you'll be covered. 2. Don't give up on yoga. Okay, now that you are sick and you know your social media won't sink below the sea level, you need to take care of yourself. I know you feel heavy and sluggish right now, and the last thing you want to hear is that you should get out of bed. But trust me when I say this, your body needs motion to rejuvenate and recharge. Log into AlloMove or watch Yoga with Adrienne on YouTube. Just take a very slow and easy sequence where you will basically lay or sit the whole time. The hardest is to get on the mat, but I guarantee you that in a few breaths, you'll feel free like a bird. 3. Cut your day short and start later. If you are anything like me, your regular entrepreneur days are more or less 14 hours. Or maybe you already are doing amazing at doing short days and they consist in 6 hours. Regardless of what is your regular, cut your day in half to allow yourself to rest and practice self-care. By doing so for 3 days, sleeping longer and relaxing more than usual, you will bring your body back in shape in no time. If you push yourself more, it will only keep you at a lower level for longer and not help you beat your sickness. So be patient and forgiving and enjoy short days until you are well. 4. Be kind and do what you can. The other day, I was about to go to bed and my boyfriend asked me, "What did you do today?" And I answered, "I actually don't know." Did I stare at my screen the whole day? Did I black out? Not really. I was only in a cloud. See, being sick also slows you down and you might need extra effort and concentration to stay on task. So be kind towards yourself. Understand what you can and cannot do and choose tasks that are lighter, require shorter attention span, and are fun. See this as a mini forced business holiday. You're still going to do your best, but you can allow yourself to only do the good bits and leave the hardest tasks for your lovely brain and body once it is back on track. 5. Get drunk on tea. Practice all the self-love. It truly is time. Have a lovely morning routine, drink tea 40 times a day, go get a massage, wear your comfiest clothes, listen to your favorite podcast as you cuddle with your cat, journal, stare at the clouds, order soup, make soup, take a long warm bath, do some yoga, sleep more, and just treat yourself and love yourself. All right, love, you'll be okay. This is your moment to focus on one thing, you. Your business needs you healthy and energetic. So it's okay if you postpone a meeting, ignore Instagram stories, and take it slow. You'll be back on your next exhale. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today for our audio blog post. It was Marjolaine, your host. For more blog posts, please head over www.morningmarjolaine.com because we have freshly articles every single day. and social media, follow me at Morning Marjolaine for my lifestyle and behind the scene, and follow all our blog posts and latest news at Morning Marjolaine Media. I wish you a lovely morning filled with purpose, joy, and ease. And until next time. You'll be my morning.